All revolutions are always in danger once they have succeeded. Because unless you engage in perpetual revolution and continuous and continual revolution, as soon as you drop your guard, the enemy is going to use the opportunity. It has happened in all the revolutions throughout history. The Islamic revolution is going to be no exception, except for the fact that Allah gives his guarantee that if you uphold the principles of Islam, that he will not fail to support you, and he guarantees you will be victorious over your enemies. And that is why I get annoyed when I hear the inactive, passive Muslim making dua, "O Allah, unite us." Because I hear in my mind's eye, I see in my mind's eye, Allah saying to us, "Why don't you obey my instructions?" Now, because Allah has guaranteed that the Quran will not be defiled and will not lose its authenticity, returning to the correct conceptual meanings of the Quran is a guarantee that this revolution is a revolution that will often be betrayed, but it will often also, will always regain its purity. Human beings may come and go, but Islam exists or it doesn't exist. Islam exists, and therefore it doesn't matter really what any enemies of Islam do. The youth need to be secured because they are not immune from the influences of the imperialist West, and they can immunize themselves by adhering to the principles of Quran. And literally that is what taqwa means. That Imam Ali says that it's not a question expressed as fear of Allah, but it is demanding of Allah the guarantee of immunity which he has offered to those who are sincere in Iman. And I think the youth in Iran can certainly make that appeal to Allah, that their taqwa is going to be the shield between the great shaitan and the ideals for which their forefathers had sacrificed their lives. And we look forward to the rest of the world learning this lesson and again following the footsteps of, as the Time magazine said, the man of the century. And they may just have missed the man of the millennium, because out of all the world leaders that we've ever had on the world stage, there are few, and I even dare say there is nobody else who had reached this stature to the extent that we feel ashamed, we feel humble, that when we leave the Islamic Republic of Iran and we go back to our own countries, we hang our heads in shame, because some of us have spent an entire lifetime fighting revolutions which have ended in disaster and misery for the mass of the oppressed people. Shukran.